disappointed with the draw at home, or just like everybody else just half time?
I was disappointed with our performance. You know, we've played a lot better than that, and people saying about, oh, you can't play in the pitch and that, and we played a lot better football whenever the pitch was in worse condition than that. So that's what disappoints me, you know, because we are capable of playing better football, getting the ball down, keep possession, you know, but if you just, I don't know what it was, it just, they were landing long balls over the top of the Kane Hemmings, you know, so. And we're better than that. We're better than just a team that scores goals from throw-ins, you know, so. So we need to improve our game. But, you know, we know what we're faced with. So we are on Sunday. It's going to be really great atmosphere, good crowd, you know, so the boys are going to have to stand up to that like they did tonight, you know. So, but I know we're capable of producing better football than that, and I hope they do.
It's a bigger pitch, obviously, at Dunfermline. Do you think that'll work to your advantage?
No, that wasn't the case. I've seen our boys tonight walking in the position of the receiver ball. It's not like them, you know. It shows, was the nerves getting to him? Was the occasion getting to him? I don't know what it was. And I told him at half time, I said, yous are better than that. Some of yous are actually walking in the position. You can't receive it. Now, yous are better than that. Get the ball and keep possession and go and pose him a few problems, and different problems other than the one you tried to pose him, which was long balls for Kane Hemmings. We're better than that, you know, so. But it'll be a crack 90 minutes, so well, and I'm just thankful that Thomas came up with the equaliser. You know, he's had a real good time, Thomas. He's a good lad. I left him out whenever I first came. He wasn't playing much football, and you know, that was my mistake. I should have been playing him a lot more than what I did when I first arrived. But you know, that's one each.
Half time.
When you talk about the big crowd at East End Park, is that something the players can sort of revel in as well?
Well, it's not so much a big crowd. I just. We played well away from home. Whenever I first arrived, I was losing all my home games. We were playing well away. We were 4-0 up against Hamilton. We beat Dundee away, all these things. So we've played against good teams away from home and beat them. You know, so there's nothing for them to be fearful of on Sunday. It's only the occasion that might get to them, because the importance of the 90 minutes, it means so much to this club. It's not the middle of December when we went to Dundee. You know, this is it. The last 90 minutes of their season, their futures, the future of this club, the whole shooting match. I just hope the whole occasion doesn't get to them. You know, so.
I think the chairman was actually on the radio TV before the game, pointing out what it does mean. I mean, financially as well, are you aware of the kind of ramifications of dropping down and what it means budget-wise and stuff like that?
Yeah. I know there's, you know, there might be things in place. If we stay in the championship, it's going to be great for the club, the community, the players, everybody, you know. And if we don't do it, I'm talking about hopefully building this club one day, if we stay in the championship, and one day having 7 or 8 of the first team full time rather than part time. But if we don't do it, then it goes the opposite way. Well, I don't even get my modern apprentices, the kids, you know. I might even lose the kids during the day. I've got 6, 7, 8 kids during the day. I might lose them. Well, we just can't afford them, you know. So That's how bleak the situation is if we don't do it, you know, so.
Good luck.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, troops.
Yeah.
All right, man. Good.